Hi, I'm Dr. Olga Pinkston, a board-certified rheumatologist and the host of the Mind Your Fiber podcast. This podcast is dedicated to fibromyalgia. I discuss up-to-date information about fibro, its treatment, the biology and psychology of the fibromyalgia. I cover the pain science education, the complementary and alternative methods available to you now to improve your symptoms. There are a lot of things that influence development of fibromyalgia, trigger fiber flares, and produce other symptoms like IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, depression, and anxiety, and none of them are your fault. In the Mind Your Fiber podcast, you will learn how and why fiber develops, how chronic pain changes your brain, and most importantly, that you're not alone in the struggle, that fiber is real, and how to not let fiber control your life. This podcast provides information only and does not provide any medical or psychological services or advice. Welcome to Mind Your Fiber podcast. I'm recording this podcast trailer a little bit later than I should have. I'm approaching my first anniversary of releasing my first episode. I announced this podcast on November 30th, 2021. And what I envisioned as a simple resource for my clinic patient has grown into a project I had no idea it will become. It's now been listened in 87 countries on every continent in over 3,000 cities and downloaded almost 40,000 times. Thank you so much for your listening and your support. Now, looking back at my first year of podcasting, I want to record a reflection episode, but it probably makes sense to listen to it before you start listening to the podcast. So I'm including this episode at the end of season one and as a trailer. First of all, thank you again for finding my podcast and for tuning in, but also thank you for looking for answers about fibromyalgia. I created this podcast knowing that many patients who have fibromyalgia have many questions, but they're also looking for hope, to hear again and again that they're not broken in their answers and ways to feel better. For those who don't know me, I am Dr. Olga Pinkston. I'm a board-certified internal medicine physician and rheumatologist, the Mind Your Fiber podcast host and the creator of the Roommate membership. I'm also a life coach and a busy working mom of four. I graduated from the internal medicine residency in medical school from the University of Louisville, and I graduated from the fellowship in rheumatology at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. The Mayo Clinic provided me with excellent rheumatology training and also a unique opportunity to learn about fibromyalgia, as I have the world's best and longest run fibromyalgia clinic. I also have extensive training in cognitive behavior therapy, psychiatry, trauma, nutrition, and lifestyle medicine, and I'm also a certified life coach. After graduating from the rheumatology fellowship, I found myself lacking resources to provide to patients with fibromyalgia. I decided to create this podcast to help my patients who have fibromyalgia on the path of healing and hope. Most likely, like many other patients who have fibromyalgia, you were diagnosed with this condition by a rheumatologist or neurologist, pain management doctor, or your primary care doctor. You may have been treated by them as well, but likely you still have questions. Your symptoms are maybe not well controlled, and you just don't feel well. So you may be also living in survival mode, going from flare to flare, not knowing how to manage your symptoms. Unfortunately, the standard treatment for fibromyalgia relies on medications, even though they often provide minimal relief. I evaluate many patients with fibromyalgia in my clinic, and more often than not, once they're diagnosed and do not have other rheumatologic conditions, such as lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, I refer them back to primary care. We have a shortage of rheumatologists in the U.S. and have 6 to 9 months wait list to see me and other physicians in my clinic. So all conditions that can be managed by non-rheumatologists, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, or fibromyalgia, are referred back to primary care or other specialists like endocrinology, orthopedics, and pain management. Unfortunately, patients who have fibromyalgia often find themselves needing more than their doctors can provide, like longer appointment times, more frequent appointments, active listening, and education on their condition and treatment, not counting other healthcare needs, and lots of compassion. Primary care can do only so much in the little amount of time they have to address their healthcare needs, as well as this complex condition. Also, not every doctor or healthcare provider believes that fibromyalgia is a real medical condition. So the purpose of this podcast was to create a self-guided resource to answer the questions you may have about fibromyalgia and to show you that there are many, many things you can do to help yourself to feel better. You need to know that fibromyalgia is real and a very, very common actual medical condition. You need to know that your symptoms are real, that you are not going crazy, that you're not broken or you're not alone, that your pain is real, even though you may have normal x-rays or blood tests. So how can you use this podcast as a resource? First of all, subscribe to this podcast to get notified of any new episodes released. You may also think of this podcast as an audiobook. Each episode in season one is in order of what you need to learn and hear. In the show notes, you can find the guide to season one. I created this guide that will include all the season one episodes, as well as fill-in-the-blank guide for each episode so you can follow along and pay more attention to the material and have some fun. I know you have brain fog, so keeping track of what you're learning and being an active listener is the key. Mind Your Fiber Podcast Season 1 covers the basics. What is fibromyalgia? How it is diagnosed and treated? Other episodes include pain science, the pain-stress connection, the pain-fear connection or pain-fear cycle, self-care, diet, exercise, and sleep. This season also includes important topics on grief, relationships, and pushing and crashing. So use season one guide to keep track of your progress. And again, the link to download is in the show notes, or you can find it on my website, roomcoach.com. It's roomcoach.com. So many listeners also ask me about other ways they can work with me. Unless you live in Kentucky, USA, unfortunately, I do not evaluate or treat patients in my clinic. But in October 2022, I started the new membership, Roommate, for patients who have autoimmune conditions, chronic pain, and fibromyalgia. This membership is unique. It is a safe and nurturing place. The goal is to help people practice many concepts I teach in the podcast, so you can go from the passive listener to an active learner and actually apply it to your life and have a supportive community while you do it. I incorporate the top-down approach using cognitive behavior therapy coaching to help with thoughts, fears, and behaviors that often contribute to suffering, as well as the body-up approach or somatic approach to connect your body to your brain. We use yoga and other practices. I also use mindfulness and the pain reprocessing therapy or PRT to reduce pain and teach you how you can use it at home. And we also work on lifestyle changes. We're working on the diet, the sugar, drinking water, sleep. But most of the work is done to make you feel safe, to reduce your fears about your pain and other symptoms, to make you start living life not in survival mode, but in a loving, compassionate way. You will be surrounded by people who also want to feel better, who want to learn and to thrive. If you want to learn more or to sign up, go to my website, roomcoach.com, roomcoach.com, or the link is below. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, the best thing you can do is to share with someone and leave a review and rating. This helps me support more people just like you move toward better life with fibromyalgia. All you have to do is to go to the platform you're listening on, click the share button or the icon, and just send it to a friend. I so appreciate you taking your time to do so. Make sure you sign up or subscribe to this podcast so you can get the most up-to-date information in the new episodes. Thanks for joining me today. And I will see you next week. And don't forget to mind your fiber. Disclaimer, this podcast provides information only and does not provide any medical or psychological services or advice. None of the content on this podcast prevents, cures, or treats any medical or mental condition.